It's Darian
and Carly.
It is episode 41 of the Show Girls podcast. It is August 14th, Friday.
Party and party.
Oh my gosh, did this really just freeze right after we started?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It's back. I hope that does not like set the tune for the rest of the episode.
Dang it. Okay, we're here.
Yes, I forgot I had, if you guys watched the video, I forgot I had my microphone strategically placed to block some stuff, and then I just moved it and you could see it. Whoopsie.
Check us out on YouTube. If you're just listening to podcasts, we also upload to YouTube every week. It's lit.
Yes, it is lit. It's blocking that stuff back there because I'm packing, so everything's just like still a mess and stuff. So please, if you're watching on YouTube, just ignore the background of Darian's room.
What's your close date?
2 weeks from today, baby.
Wow, big things.
So stressed. We just picked our time today. I guess the earliest they do it's like 9, and it can take 1 to 2 hours. And so we wanted to do it at 9, but that was already taken, so we had to pick 11.
Okay, that's like around lunchtime anyway, so.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll like get it done, and then we can start moving in. Crazy.
Just get that hand ready to start signing papers.
Yeah, why does it take so long?
They have this big, big pile of papers, like this big. And they have them all prepped and ready to go. And it's like you have to sign over your life and then Connor's life and then like your lender and then like warranty and like just everything.
Oh, God. And it takes 1 to 2 hours to sign all of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think 2 hours is like when people are just kind of like scattered and like they are confused and like have tons of questions. And like for us, it took like 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. And it's like they're going to tell you what each paper is.
Yeah. Like this is for your insurance. This is for your loan. This is for your escrow account. This is for whatever.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, 2 weeks from today, I'll be in a new house, hopefully.
Yeah.
So exciting. I think I had something else to tell you guys, but I don't remember. But really quickly, how was your, oh, you wrote it down. How was your little girl's vacation?
It was so fun. It was me and my friends that have not seen, well, most of us haven't seen each other in over 10 years. Wow. Me and Rachel have seen each other. Like, we try to see each other, like, once or twice a year. So we're, like, best friends. And then the other two girls, we kind of, like, lost touch a little bit. But we all four of us used to hang out all the time. Mm-hmm. So it was very fun just, like, catching up and, like, reminiscing and, like, people knowing stories that you try to, like, tell other people, but they don't get them.
Yeah.
So it was just really fun. And, like, it just felt like we just – Where we dropped, like, stepped off on, you know?
Yeah, like, didn't miss a beat at all.
Yeah, it was so fun. We went to Aishin's, had some fried chicken, had some okra, went, like, downtown, showed them around, rode limes, and I almost died.
I love limes.
I was like, guys, I am not athletic. I've never ridden a scooter. Like, why do you think that I can do this? And so we literally just drove like a one block in Bricktown because my leg was hurting so bad. It was like throbbing. And then I almost like ran into Michaela because I didn't know there was a brake and she had stopped. And I was like trying to stop with my leg.
Yeah. That. Okay. First of all, how have you never ridden a scooter? Like even like you never had a Razor scooter.
No, my mom said they were dangerous.
Well, I will say when I wrote, so I've only rode a Lime once, but I loved it. I will say I was confused because I had a Razor scooter growing up and you like your instinct just like put your foot down to stop it. And I hurt my ankle doing that. I had like a burn mark.
Yeah. And they go pretty fast. Like if you aren't like on the throttle the right way, it just goes, man.
Yeah. Like I think they can get up to like 20 miles per hour.
And it was $5 for so a block.
Cheap. Wait,
I thought that was expensive.
I was about to say, okay, I think they went up in price since me and Connor did it. So we did it probably like a year and a half ago. And it was so cheap. We did like 45 minutes of riding and it was $10.
Okay, well, the rates are hiked. inflation, and we were on them for maybe 10 minutes and it's $5.
Oh no, that is way too expensive. Like, I remember when Connor and I got off, we were like, that was so cheap.
Wow. Well, maybe I just rode it too hard or something.
They charged you because of the damage. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, for real. But anyways, it was so fun, and the girls left. And they got to meet Austin, the ones that hadn't met him. So that was fun. Cool. And we had, guess what we had for dinner with all of us?
Was it hamburgers?
Yeah.
Have we told, okay, podcast listeners, the joke is, I don't know why, but every time Carly has ever told me she was like making dinner, it's always hamburgers. Like, it's either hamburgers. Oh God, I think she's frozen. It's either hamburgers or poppy seed chicken. Okay. That's like the two things they always make.
Yeah. And so but I don't know why I like don't tell you other things. Maybe I'm just excited about that. And so every time Darian thinks we eat dinner, we eat hamburgers. And so every time I eat hamburgers, which is like maybe like once a month, maybe, I'm like, oh, Darian thinks we eat hamburgers every day.
Yes. Like, I just imagine you guys eat it like a minimum once a week, like most like two times a week.
That. Wow. That's sad.
I know. But I'm glad you had a good weekend last weekend. This weekend, obviously, I'm just going to be packing. What are you doing this weekend?
One of our friends is getting married on the 28th, and I have been designated to make their signs. Oh, wow. Because I can, like, do lots of different stuff. So I have most of the signs made, which are mostly chalkboard, and I've kind of been putting off one of the signs that I have to do. It's like a big Oklahoma wooden sign. And so I've like traced it out on pencil. Now I have to actually paint it. And like, you can't go back from that.
Yeah. Like, you are really good at that stuff though. Like, even when we had to do like make signs for whatever, I always had you do it. You're good at crafty stuff.
Yeah. So I just have to like just bite the bullet this weekend and do it. Cause I don't want to wait till the last minute, just in case something goes wrong that I have to get a new sign. So.
Yeah, agree. Well, cool. Much to discuss today. We actually have some advice that we can give, which is so nice. And it just feels like it's one of those weeks where celebrity news just blew up.
Yeah, there's so much.
Okay. So what's the haps? You want to go first or me?
Well, do you want to go over the Bravo thing first, or you want to wait?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go over it. So Bravo, we talked about it last week on the pod. Bravo was doing a race special, and it was called, we finally found the name because last week we couldn't remember, and it's Race in America, but it had a subtitle, and I don't know why I didn't write it down. I think it said it's a movement, not a moment.
Okay.
Yes. I was like, wow, that is really good. And they had a bunch of Bravo stars on there. It was over an hour long. And they just talked about basically being Black in America and what all of these Bravo stars who actually, you know, these people have money. They're on TV and they are still just discriminated against and how they're raising their children. And it just, I cried at the beginning and the end because I cry a lot anyways, but...
And if you don't have access to Bravo, or if you just want to listen to it, I listen to it on the Daily Dish podcast, which is Bravo's official podcast. They put out like tons of bonus episodes, and they put out the full episode, and you can listen to it on podcast as well, which was cool.
I forgot you listened to it. How long was it? Still over an hour?
Yeah.
Gotcha. You wrote an interesting note. So Carly and I have gotten even smarter. It was actually her. She shared her iCloud note with me so we can look at each other's notes for the podcast. And you wrote, and I wanted to talk about this, Todd's mom. So Todd is Candy Burress's husband from Real Housewives of Atlanta. You wrote, Todd's mom named him so that he would have a better chance in life. And I actually have a story about this because when I worked at Child Time, I worked with a Black woman named Wakanda, and she had three children and they were all Black, and she named them Cassidy, Cameron, and I think Christian. And wow. She told me one day she named them all that, and she named them kind of gender neutral names, because her boy is actually named Cassidy. Named them gender neutral names to give them a better shot too, because her point was exactly like Todd's, like she didn't want them to apply for jobs and not even get an interview because people think their name is too Black or things like that. And it's just really sad because especially like someone like me, I'm so white and my name is Darian. That's like an abnormal white woman name. And I've never thought that someone would discriminate me because of my name. Oh my gosh, it froze. I'm going to close out one of my things on here. Let me know when you can hear me. I'll keep talking about race in America. Or I wonder if I should pause this because it's going a long time. Okay, sorry. Technical difficulties. I honestly think it was me because our internet here has like been trash. And
I just was worried it was me, so.
I don't know. Connor said we're going to get better internet when we move, so praise. Anyways. So that was my biggest takeaway from Race in America. What did you think?
I really liked hearing about how most of the Real Housewives moms like are raising their kids, and even like Bronwyn and Giselle like talked about how like they're talking to their older kids, and Giselle said that like her kids when they were younger like didn't even know that she was Black because her skin is so light. And it was just cool, like, hearing everybody's perspective. And then when they were talking about, like, the medical field and how, like, only 7% of the medical community is African-American. And only, like, 13% of the population is African-American. So there's, like, a big discrepancy on, you know,
people. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
In the medical like, field.
There should be at least the same percentage, you know.
Yeah, or like a not half.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And so it was interesting about that. And it just showed some like systemic racism that I didn't even think about. Like when people go to medical school, they only teach on about white people and things like that. And I'm like, oh my God, like it's just stuff that you don't even think about and it's there.
Yeah, we need to hear it. We need to all like continue to have open conversation. So I liked that.
Me too. And I liked the flow of it. And I liked that you were able to listen on a podcast. It wasn't like an episode that you had to watch.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was really good. So I recommend anybody watching it.
Okay, continuing on Bravo. Don't be tardy for the party. The most iconic Bravo show, known to man, is officially coming back in October. Originally, Brielle said that it was supposed to be July. So I don't know if the pandemic like messed it up, if they didn't have enough content to like fill the rest of the fall. So they pushed their show back. That's what I'm going to assume. So it's not till October now, but we're just ready for it. And I can't wait for you to watch it and just know more about Kim and Croy.
Yeah. How many seasons are there of it right now? Do you know?
I think maybe like 4 or 5.
So I probably couldn't finish it by actually October.
You could probably, because they're like 30-minute episodes. They're not hour long.
Okay. I could probably finish it by October. So I need to write that down and not forget.
Oh, it's so good. Like there's so much toxic stuff with her mom and like her family. And then she always
toxicity.
She goes to like this psychic, like this like palm reader. Her name's Rose. And she predicted that she would have all these kids. And it's so crazy.
Dang. Okay, I'm going to start watching it then. We talk about it later on, but I'm watching something else right now. But I'll start that after.
Okay.
Okay, I don't even know. There's so many What's the Haps on here. Okay, I'll read some that I wrote down. So Bindi Irwin is pregnant. Steve Irwin's daughter, who still lives in Australia, I'm pretty sure, and just works at her family's zoo. And it's just so cute. And Carly and I were talking, like, she better name that child. I think it's a girl. Or did I make that up?
Maybe I don't think they've announced it yet.
Oh, I think we were just saying, you were saying they should name it Steve. And I said, yeah, and if it's a girl, you could say Stevie.
So cute. I bet she will. Like, I'm betting 99% she will.
Yeah, and Stevie's just a cute name anyways. Like, I like that name.
Me too.
So, just, you know, just the precious family, just the good little baby news we needed.
Yes. The next story I had was there's a Wizards of Waverly Place reunion, but when I got deeper into it, that is clickbait.
No.
I know. So, Selena Gomez and David Henry are just promoting this movie that I think that they may be made together and they want people to watch it. So they say like, we're reuniting, which really they're not because they're just working together. And there's this new movie. It's like a new teeny bopper movie called This Is the Year. And it comes out on August 28th. and they're selling tickets for a live watch premiere of the movie.
Is it a Netflix movie?
No, I don't think so. Like it's like movie. Was supposed to maybe come out in theaters, and now they're just selling tickets so you can like watch live with them on the 28th. And then Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio are going to host it too. So it's just really like click, click, click.
That is like clickbait if I've ever heard it. They hired them or are going to pay them to promote it. Okay. They're really trying to get this movie going.
Yeah. So I may, I don't think I'll do the live premiere, but the movie looks cute.
She's in a bunch of, like, obviously she produced 13 Reasons Why, but she's been in a lot of other stuff too that just, like, no offense because I love Selena Gomez, but just, like, doesn't take off. Like, she was in a movie that was shot here in Edmond at UCO, like, called Rudderless, I think, or something, and just, like, I don't know, her movies haven't really been hitting.
Yeah. So weird.
Maybe that's why she needs the TikTokers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, speaking of, actually has nothing related to anything we just said. Jeffree Star, I don't know how I feel, you guys. I still am just like so, I don't know.
Hurt.
I don't know.
Sad. Disappointed.
Yes, but he did announce yesterday on Twitter his next palette. It's called Orgy, and it's an all-nude palette. So I haven't seen the inside of it. He was supposed to post the reveal video today. I've been looking literally 10 minutes before this, and he still hadn't posted it. An all-nude palette. I don't want to buy it. I don't know. I don't know what to do. There is the packaging. He showed the outside of the packaging, and it's a bunch of naked little Jeffrees.
Weird.
Funny. I was like, that's his butt. I really have to see the inside of it to see if I would buy it, but I did say, I think, on this podcast that cremated would be the last thing I would buy.
Yeah, and it may be really similar to it, too.
Yeah, and I like the cremated palette, but one of the critiques was like there's almost too many different gray tones. Like, how many grays do you really need? And I feel like if you have an all nude palette, he said it had 32 shades. Like, how many different nudes can you get? But also, I guess that goes back to what does nude mean, like in skin tone? Because I actually read about racism in that. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I know. So anyways, hopefully I'll watch the video today and then we can talk about it maybe next week and I'll let you guys know about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
In other pregnancy news, Morgan Stewart and the Jordan McGraw, son of Robin and Dr. Phil McGraw, are pregnant, and they announced they're having a girl. They didn't make us wait. It's happening, and Dr. Phil was actually there at the gender reveal, and I was living for it.
Yes, and correct me if I'm wrong, like, everything is happening so fast with them.
Yeah, she's been divorced for a while, and then they just announced that they were dating in, like, February or March.
Gotcha. Okay, and they could have obviously been dating before that. This is just when we found out.
Yeah, and they dated 10 years ago, so they are one true pair.
You know, sometimes, like, I don't know. Sometimes you just have to circle back in life and really revisit, and sometimes that's how it was supposed to be.
And if Jordan McGraw's dad can buy you a $10 million house, then cool. I'm in.
Sign me up. Dr. Phil, please adopt me.
It just seems so pure. It's just like so cute.
Isn't it crazy that we saw him in concert and we didn't like him?
He wasn't that good, but like I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, and like I appreciate the funniness because his like crew were wearing shirts that said Jordan McGraw is not a country artist, and I just thought, oh, that was funny.
I just think he needs better songs, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, and he probably shouldn't have gone by his full name. Like, he should have had, like, what is it called? Like, not an alter ego, but a different performance.
An alias.
Yeah, like, Hosier or something, you know?
What?
Hosier the singer.
Who is that?
Oh, my God. Take me to church. I suck at singing.
Why Hosier.
No, it's pronounced Hosier.
I don't know about that.
I swear to God, because Connor went to his concert and he fucking, I just said fuck, sorry guys. He dragged me for saying Hosier.
How do you, pronunciation?
Yeah, it's spelled H-O-Z-I-E-R.
How to pronounce.
I'm going to write this down as a possible podcast name so we don't forget.
Did you hear?
What was it? I didn't hear. Okay, ask him because I'm pretty sure it's Hosier. Let's see. I just sound dumb right now?
Hoser artist pronunciation.
Yeah, go to like click like an interview or something, you know? Where like someone asked.
Okay, okay. The listener called and she wanted us to pronounce it Hosier, like cozier.
Is how it
according
is
to him.
Oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
I was like, what is she saying? I thought you were saying like Jay, like
a Jose.
Yes. I was like, who is Jose?
I hate myself. I never do anything right. Anyways, moving on. I'm so happy for them. I'm going to steal one of your What's the Hap stories that you wrote because I didn't know this until I read this. Another pregnancy news. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
They're pregnant with their third baby. And I actually watched his music video where they announced it. And it, like, I forgot how beautiful Chrissy Teigen is. Not that I, like, don't think she's pretty. Mm-hmm. She just hasn't been in, like, model, like, you know, in a photo shoot and stuff, like, that I've seen for a while. Mm-hmm. And so he starts off the music video just him and her, like, on a beach. And I was like, wait, why would he have somebody else on his music video that's not his wife? She's a model. And it was her. Ah. And so they, like, the whole thing was, like, them just, like, being together, but they didn't show her belly until the very, very end.
Gotcha. I just saw a clip of it after you wrote that. I was like, oh my God, no way. And then on Twitter, I saw someone had like, I guess screen grabbed that part where she like turns to the side or whatever, but it's just so cute. I love them. And I really don't think they're sex traffickers.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah. And I just love them. And I love following her on Twitter. And I just think they're so pure.
And the song's pretty good too. It's called Wild, if you want to listen to it.
I do need to listen to it actually. Okay, I had one more. I guess I just stole yours, but then you chimed in, whatever. I forgot these people were even dating. So when I found out that they broke up, I was like, oh my God, I forgot. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson have broken up. I forgot they were dating, but I think they've been dating for like 8 months or something. And they have matching tattoos, like actual matching tattoos. They're tridents. So that just shows maybe you shouldn't get matching tattoos with
a boyfriend. Awkward.
Yes. And she also released a new song today that I wanted to report back to you guys on, but I haven't had time. So she's single and she has a new song. She's single and she has a new single.
Dang. They planned that well.
I know. Oh, maybe it was planned. But anyways, they're not together. They have matching tattoos. Sorry.
So before I, there's some news about a TV show, so I'll do my last What's the Haps before that. The VMAs has announced that they are doing a live show. They won't have anybody in the audience, but they're going to have performers. And it's hosted by Keke Palmer, so living for that. Mm-hmm, and I think it's at the end of this month, so watch for the VMAs.
Yes, and I need to look it up, but there's another award show that's coming up soon that's hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. I can't remember if it's the Emmys or what it is, but we need to do like a bonus episode about those or something, and I'm excited.
Exciting. Yes. So, guys, we've talked about 90 Day Fiancé. Like, we know how much Darcy is crazy, and we're like, I bet they're going to give her own show. Well, it's true. I didn't even know about it. Like, we watch TLC all the time, and they did not promo this, like, at all. They just started doing promos for it, and I was watching 90 Day the other way, mm-hmm. and it cut to Darcy and Stacey, like, a 10-minute preview kind of deal.
Okay.
And so I watched, like, the first 10 minutes of the episode, and it's, the show is called Darcy and Stacey, or Stacey and Darcy. Mm-hmm. I think it's Stacey and Darcy. And it's on TLC, and they kind of teased that, like, Darcy has a new boyfriend from Bulgaria or something.
They just love these foreign men.
Yeah, and Stacey, her fiancé, Florian, got his visa approved, so this show is going to, like, follow him coming to America. but it also teased that Darcy found a picture of Florian in another girl's bed, kind of like a James Kennedy moment.
Yeah.
And she's going to confront him about it.
I have not watched the 10-minute preview. So you only got the 10-minute preview. You didn't get a preview of the whole episode, right?
No.
I need to watch it. It actually comes out this Sunday, I think.
Mm-hmm. The 16th, which is fast because they did not promo it, but whatever.
I think I only saw a promo on like her Instagram or something, which she also posts like the most cringy things. And I'm like, Darcy, no.
It's crazy because I didn't know Stacey had kids, and she has kids that are the same age as Darcy's kids.
Yeah, two boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I only knew this because I saw a picture from a long time ago. Because, like, Darcy and Stacey have actually been chasing, like, reality TV for a long time. And they tried to promote this show in the early 2000s. It's called, like, Twin Life or something. And it was a promo for that. Yes, it was a promo for that. And she has two sons. But I'm confused because I don't know if they live with her all the time.
Yeah, I don't know either. And they don't show them on the show. So that's interesting.
Yes. Really quickly, because I know we're probably really far in, a note that I didn't write down, but I told you. So I was waiting for Big Brother to start, and I watched Entertainment Tonight because it was on before, and they interviewed Lisa Vanderpump, and she said that filming for Vanderpump Rules is on hold right now, but when she opens back up her restaurants, they'll be filming, and there's new cast. So it kind of made me think, like, oh, it really is happening still.
I listened to Lala and Randall's podcast, and they had Schwartzy on, and they said that they are planning on filming. It's just been delayed. So,
gotcha.
Agreed.
So that's going to be interesting. No Stassi, no Kristen, and then they're not going to talk about them or something?
I guess. Weird. What if Bo is on there still?
He's funny, but I'd be shook if he was.
He got to make that money. He's having a baby.
That's honestly true. I try to chase the bag, so.
So true. Okay, so things we're loving right now.
Me first? Okay. So it's a show. I'm a little far behind everyone else, but Selling Sunset season 3 just came out, so I decided to start from season 1, and it's really good. It's on Netflix. It's 30 minutes long, which I like that, so it's easy to watch, but it's basically about the number one real estate group in Hollywood Hills, LA.
I think we talked about it, like, things that I was loving, like, a couple months ago when I started watching it, too. So I guess you don't listen to me when I talk.
So we've switched, okay? I just wanted to say, and I talk to you about this all the time, because, like, sometimes I just can't fathom how much money people make. Like, maybe because I'm from small town Oklahoma, and, like, it's just crazy. Like, for example, there was a house on there that they were selling for, did I say it was $40 million? And the monthly mortgage with, like, estimated taxes and everything on a house that much is $64,000 a month. People don't even make that in a year. So it just kind of makes me want to puke, but I watch it. And it just really makes me want to, like, send Avery off to LA, like, please find an older rich man and, like, please, please
go work it, sir.
Oh my God. The dream. I'm trying to get her to go, do like Below Deck.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Avery, you get to travel or something. She wants to be Belle and do like Disney Cruise Lines. And I'm still like, okay, even do that.
Yeah. Just get out of here.
Literally, please leave Oklahoma. But that's what I'm loving right now. And I wrote that so last week I reported on WAP, which I didn't realize I was watching the edited version.
Okay, me either.
Yes. So, I don't know if I should say the word on here, but
it stands for something. And when I was watching it, I was like, why are they saying wet and gushy if the song is named WAP?
Yes. I like did not put two and two together. You guys probably have heard it by now. So, it's so gross, but I love it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, me and Connor both have been listening to it. Like, literally, he played it. We were joking around, and he played it, and all of us were dancing. Like, even Avery was dancing, and it was just so funny. Like, we're obsessed with that song.
It has a really good beat.
It's grown on me, you know? And, like, I don't want to say it's gross, but it's just kind of gross.
Yeah, to, like, keep saying it.
Yeah, and so I'm just like, okay, whatever. But anyways, so that's what I'm loving right now.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, you're not alone, because neither of us knew.
Yeah, I'm dumb. And I finally put two and two together. Actually, I think I read it on Twitter because you know that's where I get all my info.
Totally. So I highly recommend a follow for this girl. I found her on TikTok. Her name is Kayla. I think her name is actually Coupon with Kayla. And then she has an Instagram as well. And it's Coupon with Kayla or Couponing with Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A. Mm-hmm. So I just like watched her videos on TikTok and then finally signed up for her Telegram. So she'll like send out deals sometimes like multiple times a day.
On and email?
No, it's like a Telegram app that it's like kind of like a text, like kind of like WhatsApp, but she just like has you in her subscribers and she'll just send out. So she sent out like there's Walmart clearances, guys, that sometimes like the SKUs, it's like 90% off, but it's not marked. And she'll find them and then she'll say like how you find it on your Walmart and which Walmart is in stock and then you can go get it. So there was like an $89 Acer laptop.
Oh my God, are you serious?
And then like $100 iPhone 11. Yes, you guys, it's crazy.
I'm about to sign up.
So you can go to her website from her Instagram profile and sign up for everything. And she has a website too, like I got a ring light and I sent you a new ring light one. So she'll just like try to keep you updated with any deals. And she's really good at explaining the deals and like how to use them.
It's Coupon. Oh, followed by Carly Corin. That's gotta be you.
What is it exactly?
Coupon. Oh, wait, let me back up. Sorry. Coupon with Kayla, just like normal spelled Kayla.
Yep. And so I also like 2 days ago, she sent out a Telegram and it said like Puffy Blankets is having a promo code. Like she'll send you the promo code. And then if you have a PayPal, they have a free $50 with Puffy Blank or Puffy Mattress. And so they have blankets. And she said to get a medium sized blanket. They were sold out of the medium sized blanket. And so I got a large for $13, originally like $85. Just because I used her coupon code and I used PayPal. So I got $50 off for PayPal. Then I got like 25% off with the coupon code. And then it was free shipping. So I literally got a blanket for $13.
How does she figure these out?
I don't know. It's amazing. So highly recommend.
I'm joining right now as we're talking on my phone. I am in a Amazon group on Facebook and it's kind of like that. Like I got a dress for $5. That was like really cool. But I just love a deal. Like, I don't even know if I should do this because I love a deal too much. I'll be buying everything.
You don't have to act on it. Like, you know, you can just like see, cause some of the stuff from Walmart, like there's not even any around me sometimes.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it's just like putting it out there into the universe. If you want to act on it, go for it.
Cool. I'm doing it literally right now. I'm downloading Telegram.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. What's next? We got to go into the shows.
It's time for the shows, yeah.
Okay, Big Brother, previously on
Big Brother. And Julie's always like, hello, all-stars, instead of house guests, because they're all-stars.
Oh, love it. I didn't even notice.
And she accidentally said house guests, and then she was like, oh, all-stars. And I was like, ooh, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, she might. She might get doctor paid. Just kidding. Her husband's like the CEO of freaking CBS or Viacom, or maybe it's not Viacom, but whatever. Okay, I just have to say, I texted this to you. You can tell that it's an all-stars season because nobody is wasting time. Like the few people that are wasting time, like Keisha or the Kevins or Davids, you can tell that people are kind of going to go after them because they're wasting time. But literally everyone, like Cody and Tyler, are in a million alliances. Everyone is coming out swinging and I love it because it's an all-star season, but also I feel like it's going to blow up.
How would you, like, if you were Tyler and like all these people kept coming up to you and saying like, hey, let's work together. What would you say? Say yes.
Yeah. I get his point. Like if you say no, then you're making an enemy. And so it's like, you have to say yes, but you watched his season, right? Like that the reason he didn't fully win was everyone found out he had to deal with all of them.
He's just so likable.
He is really likable. I actually think everybody in the house is really likable. I'm glad Keisha went home because she was just like plain to me, like not doing anything, but everyone in the house is so freaking likable.
Agreed.
A couple of notes. We found out that Ian is on the autism spectrum. I loved that he thought everyone already knew, but nobody did. And it was just so cute. Also, was his nose sunburnt? Did you notice that?
Yeah, but I was telling Darian that my face is really breaking out and I have this really big pimple on my nose. So maybe he just has a really big pimple.
Yeah, I just couldn't stop looking at it the whole time. I wrote that in the notes. Was Ian's nose sunburnt? Ian and Nicole have a final two because they're the only winners that are in there. But also, I just feel like alliances, I don't know. We're just going to have to wait a long time to see what really plays out because there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many people. I think that when there's a BB competition, like about past BB seasons, Janelle is going to slay everybody else. I just want like her or Kaser to be HOH so we can really see like what they would do. But I think Memphis is going to put both of them on the block.
I agree, which is funny because you'd think that Memphis was, he's kind of an older player, so you think he would be in their corner. I did think it was interesting that they didn't really show Kaser in this episode or this week's kind of episodes. I wonder if he's not really scheming as much anymore because he was safe and kind of waiting. I don't know.
But the safety suite is one and done, right? Like they can't go back.
Yeah, and so I was thinking they should have talked about it beforehand because Kaser saved Janelle anyways. So Janelle shouldn't have played.
Yep, agreed. And they should have waited.
Yes, so that was kind of a mistake on them. It was slow going at first, but I think it's picked up. I loved the banana competition.
That was so funny.
The slow-mo of Enzo on that banana, I still see it. It's so funny. Why is he doing his hands like this? He's like, why is he not holding the banana?
Yeah, and Kevin could have won if he would have hit the button before he timed out. Like, I was so cringing.
I was so disappointed. I was like, no, because I really like Kevin. I'm afraid that he's going to be put on the block again because a lot of times what happens is the first person that doesn't go home but was on the block, they just keep throwing them up as pawns.
Ugh.
You wrote, okay, I guess I turned off the TV like 1 minute too soon. Julie read something at the end.
She was literally like staring deep into the camera and she was like, remember, treat others how you would want to be treated, the golden rule. And I was like, what is she referencing? Like, why is she being like that?
Why is she being creepy?
I don't know, it was weird.
So you think it's a twist?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's something happened in the world that she's like reading somebody or like.
Oh, she might have
been. I don't know.
Are you being read by Julie Chen on national TV? It's like a note to her husband or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Dang. Yeah, so last thing is Memphis won HOH. Him and Cody are in a final two called the Commission. And so it just kind of sucks because they got power back to back.
Yeah. But maybe it'll bite him in the butt, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I love mix-ups, you know? I love them.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go back into the Bravo world.
New York.
I watched it this morning. What did we write down here?
They're on their trip to Cancun still. And it was so funny. Like, Dorinda woke up early and she was like, a new flower blooms every day. And I was like, is that like meaning that a new day like is here? Or if you're a flower, I don't know. They're crazy.
They're so crazy, dude. They're so crazy. They just blow my mind. Sonia and Leah, Dorinda just keeps doing more stuff yet again that I'm like, girl, like, she's just a hypocrite. And I love her, but she's a hypocrite, like, through and through, and she's very defensive. And as a also defensive person, I understand, but she's, like, taking it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
She got mad, like, two different times. And then whenever Lou tried to tell her, like, Lou is kind of like the voice of reason, right? Whenever Lou tried to tell her, Dorinda said, oh, Lou, don't go there. Like, kind of like saying, yes, a threat to your friend. I don't know. Did I think the vacation was amazing and it was so cool they did all that rock climbing?
Yes.
Amazing.
I was thinking to myself, like, I need to go on a vacation like that.
Yes. And then a sponsored ad popped up on my Facebook about like Cancun or something, and it showed caves, and I was like, damn, I need to go.
Oh yeah.
Was I living for Leah making out with the rando? Yes.
He was cute.
Yes. And didn't he have like a cute Canadian name? It was like
Philip.
What was the other one's name? It started with the P, but it was like funny or something.
Pascal.
Yes. Which is the name of Rapunzel's pet lizard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what else happened? Okay. You said, oh, I wrote this, but then I found out Lou is talking to a guy on American Idol. And then of course Ramona had to be like, oh, I've already talked to him. And so I Googled it and I didn't even know who he was, but his name is Constantine Morales.
Is he cute?
Yeah. I guess he's on Broadway now. So maybe that's how he knows her.
She said he does like stuff in her shows. So that makes sense.
Yeah. And so he's cute. I would say he's probably in his 40s though. He doesn't look like he's their age. Yeah, I think that's all I had on New York.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Beverly Hills. What do you think?
I need to go to Rome, like Lizzie McGuire, who?
Yes. I forgot Lizzie McGuire takes place there.
So I thought it was kind of a breakthrough for Lisa Rinna. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's going to continue on her journey of being nice to Denise, but she did really apologize to her and really like take it to heart, which I appreciated. And I think that what they're doing to Denise is so horrible. And even though like they don't want to be called mean girls, they pretty much are acting that way because they're ganging up on somebody. Mm-hmm. And the only person that really is standing up for her is Garcelle. And you could tell that it was like, it was on Garcelle's heart too, because she like couldn't even sit there while they were talking at the restaurant because she had to get up and go cry. Like,
yeah,
you guys are being rude.
Yes, exactly. And so Lisa Rinna brought Denise on the show, right? Like, you have to be friends with a housewife before you can become a housewife, right? So that was the connection.
I think so.
And so, yeah, I love that Denise called her out and like, you're being a shitty friend. And Lisa said that she would change. But then it's like she didn't change at the pizza dinner table. She was still kind of being that person.
Yeah. But I was like, why are you not standing up for your friend? Why are you calling her out again?
Yes. Like, even if you're not going to stand up for her, why are you talking about her?
Or just be like, guys, let's drop it, you know?
Yes. I love Dorit was like being kind of a voice of reason. Like, you guys, like, come on, let's just do this. Also, she was looking fabulous, but that's just in general. I was glad. So the producers, which I know it's kind of their job to like, they don't want people to walk away, right? Like, we need more drama. So one of the producers encouraged Denise to go back in the restaurant. And when she did, they all like made up and, you know, skipped it and started talking about old crazy stories. So it ended on a good note.
Yeah. And I just loved how the producer was like, I'm doing this for you, Denise. Like, no, you're not.
I can't believe she fell for it.
Like, well, she knows she's getting paid $4 million, so she has to do it.
She gets $4 million an episode?
No, like a season, but that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But yeah, so I loved that. The scenes for next week look really good because I guess they all go eat with Brandy and she has, like, text message receipts because I still don't know who to believe, bro.
But, like, why does it matter?
I think Brandy, this is just what I think. I think she's trying to get her fame, like, her 10 minutes of fame again.
They should, like, Kyle should have shut her down from the beginning and said, like, this is not something that we're going into. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. But nope, here we are.
Wow. Jeffree Star just tweeted, slight delay on my video reveal upload. YouTube said my thumbnail was too sexual, so I'm switching it out and doing a re-edit.
Oh, wow. It's probably because it was a picture of his butt from the orgy cover. Do you have his tweet notifications on?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I don't even have notifications. Okay, Potomac. We probably need to hurry. We haven't been recording a long time.
No, I think we're doing okay.
Okay, good. Okay, Potomac. Okay, they had the dinner for Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley Darby, no baby. Dr. Wendy's there. It's a vibe.
I thought it was nice. I will say I laughed because someone else pointed this out, but Ashley seemed so different. And it was really funny because she was like talking when she was eating, but it was like funny casual. I don't know how to explain it. Like she wasn't being like uptight type of person. So I thought it was really funny. Monique and Giselle kind of put the dinner on. Giselle is being so shady though. Like, I know that's her, but sometimes I'm like, girl, how are you not exhausted?
I know. Agreed.
I like Candace still. I don't know.
She's boring to me. We'll see what happens the rest of the season, but I mean, her life, like she just tries to be so perfect and she's obviously will end up, I think she's going to be fighting with Monique at the end of this. So
I think so too. Are you on Monique's side about Candace inviting Charisse to the thing?
Yeah. Like, because right. You could tell that it's kind of like she meant to do that to shade me. Not just like that she was really her friend for a long time, but she did it just so Monique would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was kind of getting that too, which upset me because I thought they made up and they were okay, Candace and Monique. So that kind of upset me. Juan is gonna propose to Robin. Their storyline to me is honestly kind of boring. Like,
yeah,
this is the fifth season, like we get it.
He's cute.
He is cute and I love their family and stuff, but I just need a better storyline.
Yeah. Karen was bringing it with her kitchen scene with her husband, and he was like, she was trying to say I love you and he was not having that.
Okay, do you think he just, okay, I was thinking about this. Do you think he just didn't understand what she was saying?
He was being rude.
Because she was like three words and he was like, okay, okay, okay. Sometimes I'm like, is he senile? I'm serious.
No, I think he's being rude.
Wowza.
Wrong.
I don't feel like they're going to last, but I hate to say that because they've been married like 20 years. Like if you've been married 20 years, I feel like at that point it's like, just keep saying Mary.
I put his name as Greg, but I don't think his name is Greg.
No, it's Uncle Ben. No.
Uncle Ben's ready, right? He does kind of look like him.
What is his name? No, it starts with Ray. It's Ray. Ray.
Ray. I was thinking Greg, like Nene's Greg.
Oh, no, 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 no. Wow. Also, are Nene and Greg have a big age difference? Because Greg also gives me vibes of like...
yeah, he is older.
Vibes of like not knowing what's going on. You know? Like, you don't lie. They give those vibes.
Yeah.
Ugh. What else did you write? Dr. Wendy was being very funny. And we saw into her house a little bit. Just fabulous. Just, I love her. Like... I just love her. And I thought it was funny when they said, I think it was Monique said, you could tell Dr. Wendy's on her third kid because she's like, here, I don't care. And Ashley's on her first kid.
Yeah, like Wendy's baby is younger than Ashley's baby and she's like out thriving.
She's like, I don't care. Take care. My nanny will take care of it.
So I saw that this week, T'Challa, Monique's bird, got lost.
How heartbroken was she?
They found it.
Because you sent me a video, but it was when T'Challa, it was just talking about Monique and the cheating rumors.
Yeah, so her and Chris went on Instagram stories or Instagram Live or something and talked about the cheating rumors and, like, addressed it. And, like, he didn't like how people were calling him the big guy. He said his feelings were hurt.
Oh, the big guy isn't, like, fat?
Yeah.
He doesn't even care about the cheating rumor.
I didn't watch it all, you know, I was like kind of like going through, but then I stopped at that part and he was sad.
Oh, that is sad. Okay, anything else for Potomac?
Nope. 90 Day Fiance.
Okay. 90 Day Fiance. I think that's hardest for me to remember these ones because they're at the very beginning of the week. So it's like always harder for me to remember what I watched. So let me see the notes that you wrote here. Okay, let's do Happily Ever After first. Angela and my tasting cake, and Angela says that somehow Nigeria has the best frosting in the world.
It was so funny, but like that place was really nice that they were at.
Yeah, like, I don't want to sound like so Americanized, but it looked like an American cake shop.
Yeah, and they had like tons of little tables and like people tasting different kinds of cake. Like, his family was there, which was really nice. And she kind of told them about the baby thing. And they even said something about like, just get a surrogate and like, let him have a kid. So,
yeah. And they offered to give them money for the wedding, which I was very surprised about, because I mean, I'd like to think Angela's making a little bit of money from this show. And like, I'm imagining them not making that much money. So I was shocked about that.
I heard a rumor that the foreign, like the people who either come over from another country, or like the people that don't have US visas, TLC can't pay them.
Really?
But I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, because some of them, it's like, why would they be on the show if they're painted in such a bad light? Why would they keep doing it?
Yeah, and like, you can maybe they don't have like, for each country, they don't have like permits or whatever to pay somebody. But then I was like, why don't they just pay the partner more?
Yeah. And also, if you're filming there, I imagine you have permits for employment there, because they get translators and stuff, which I guess those could be from the US too.
I don't know. It's weird. Never thought about it.
I also saw a rumor, and I just feel like this cannot be true. I saw a rumor that said that they only make $1,000 per episode. So like, Paul only makes $1,000 an episode. There's no freaking way.
Forgot about Paul and Karini.
Oh God, I hate them. I don't know what they're doing. In real life, they're broken up. Who else is on Happily Ever After? Angela and Michael, tasting cake, blah, blah. Okay, Andre fights Libby's brother. I really think the alcohol was flowing for both of them.
Yeah.
They were drinking a lot, and I'm pretty sure it's like pure vodka, because it used to be like a Russian country. Pretty sure pure vodka. They were all just drunk, but Andre like took it so far that it kind of scared me.
Yeah, and he was not listening to reason at all. Like, he should have been gone from there and not talked to anybody else, but he just kept going.
Yeah, and I am kind of proud of Libby's dad, but I don't know if he, I was wondering if he was drunk too, and he was just sitting there type of drunk, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like saying, like, we just wanted to get to know you guys. Like, we're just trying to get to know him. Like, he was sincere, I think.
Agreed. But
that's really all we saw about them. We didn't really see the aftermath of it. It was just more of them at dinner and things like that. Junie and Devin got a new apartment.
It's really nice, and everything is like copacetic. He said he's gonna take responsibility. Wait, you don't know what that means?
No, please help.
Let's Google.
Thanks, Google. Copacetic. The aesthetic.
In excellent order.
Wow, I'm going to write that down. Maybe we'll name that the episode.
C-O-P-A-C-E-T-I-C.
Wow.
Copacetic.
Nice. The word of the day. Yes, they like basically said they wanted the both sets of grandparents to back off. This is their life, blah, blah, and all that was fine and dandy. But then something happens. We don't know what it is. But at the end of the episode, it cuts off, and I guess Jehoon was trying to carry Drusilla. He, like, sets her down, and she, like, runs into traffic is what I think happens.
Yeah, and he was running so fast. He was, like, trying to catch her, and he was sprinting.
Yes, like, passes all of them, like, I don't know. And then it shows the preview for next week of him just crying, which I do feel bad about that.
I think he's really trying.
He's very in tune with his emotions, I think. He just cries a lot. Just kidding. Okay, Paul and Karini, nothing really super happened with them.
Paul's mom came over. Or did you not see that part?
Did you watch the preview?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Is it good?
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it? Okay, do you want to talk about next week or this week?
Yeah, we'll wait.
Okay. Okay, the other way, Ginny and Samiro, it teases that maybe next week Ginny's going to actually meet his parents, which would be really cool. Like, finally something happening with their storyline. Brittany and Yazan.
Yeah, I put Azan, but it's Yazan.
Yeah, I know what you meant. He basically tells her she has 2 days to convert to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And she's basically saying, I don't want to, but also I don't know why she would even pursue a relationship with him or move to that country if she wasn't committed in that way.
So true.
So I wrote that down. Also, I thought they were going to fight again, like they always do, like full on fight, but they, Brittany actually walked away and then came back and it was like so calm.
Melissa and Tim, just fast forward through their stuff. I don't approve.
I do not approve, or I don't care. You forgot to write down Kenny and Armando.
The most sweet little babies. How did Kenny plan, like, having his daughters there the perfect time?
Yeah.
And, like, and getting Kim there.
And who else was there? Because there were a lot of people doing the streamers.
Kenny told the girls to find everybody at the resort and meet at the place at this time so he would think people supported them.
I want to cry. I guess I missed that part. Yeah, Kenny's daughters came down to support him proposing to Armando. Armando said yes, and they're just the cutest little couple ever.
So cute. He was crying. Oh,
I know. I don't even remember who else is on the show, but that's all we have written down.
Okay.
Okay, we finally have an advice segment, you guys. And Carly wrote 500 pages on it. So I posted a little box on my Instagram and said, hey, we're doing an advice segment. Let me know if you guys need advice. We'd love to give some. And basically someone said they needed advice because they're going to hopefully soon become a first-time home buyer. And Carly really just showed out.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you just go and I'll just tag in. Because this is only, I'm also buying a house for the first time. You have already done it.
Okay. And my parents, let me just tell you. Whenever I was younger, I was 10 years younger than my closest sibling. So I was pretty much an only child because I was little and didn't have babysitters or anything. So I just went around with my parents and they looked at houses. Like every Saturday, all day, we would look at houses for fun.
For fun? Oh, okay. Okay.
And so I guess I learned a lot. Okay. So first, I recommend find a good realtor, find a good lender. They will work together, but they're not the same at all. You have to get the money and you have to find the house and it all has to come together in this perfect little relationship.
Yes. And the realtor, if you're buying a house, the realtor gets paid from the sellers of whatever house you're going to buy. So they want you to find a house. They should anyways, but they're financially motivated to help you find whatever house you want.
Yes. So if there's two realtors, one, the seller's realtor and your realtor, they have to split the commission and the seller will always pay the realtors.
Nice.
Educate yourself about loan options. Educate yourself about down payments. Most loans require a 20% down payment and most people can't do that.
It's 20% is a lot. Like 20, for example, $200,000. If you guys can't do some simple math, 20% of that is $40,000.
So most people don't have that because you have to have proof that you have that money or you're going to be gifted that money to bring to closing. Mm-hmm. So, there's FHA loans or conventional loans. And then there's other loans too, like USDA loans, depending on your income, etc. Mm-hmm. FHA loan is what we have. Is that the one that you're doing?
No, sorry. We were actually approved for a conventional loan. So, you know.
Proud.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So depending on your interest rate, like they'll tell you like, hey, conventional loan, I can get you this interest rate. FHA, I can get you this one. And then you tell them how much you can put down. They will require at least 3.5%. And then you will either have to pay PMI, which is mortgage insurance that you did not have 20% down, or pay it out, right? Because you're doing some sort of like paying out your PMI. Yes.
So also, if anyone's listening right now and thinking about buying a house and you have a stable job, you need to do it right now, because what I have found out, interest rates are so low right now. Connor and I got locked in at 2.5%.
That is amazing.
Like unheard of, I guess. Like that is very rare. But yes, we have a really great lender. It's like the number one in Oklahoma or whatever. Actually, I think just in Oklahoma. Anyways, and so they like provided us four options, And like each one of them, like the down payments are, or not the down payments, the closing costs are different and stuff. And Connor and I chose one that we are doing a PMI buyout. So we won't have a PMI. And we're also doing, oh my gosh, what is it called? I have a picture of it. PMI buyout and rate buy down. So basically we're bringing more money to closing, but we're going to get the lowest monthly rate that we can get. And in the long run, we'll actually save money. So like every year or in 5 years, we'll save like $7,000 or something.
Cause you don't have to pay interest on that money.
Yes.
So, and also educate yourself about down payments, because when we first bought our house, we were expecting like, oh, we just have to bring 3.5%. No, you have to bring all of the money to close on the house. There's like inspection fees and other stuff that you don't think about. You have to pay the title company. You have to pay all these other people to help you close on your house, that you have to bring that money to closing.
Yes. It's a lot. Honestly, I'll just tell you guys, like me and Connor are bringing $14,000 to closing.
Oh, whoa, girl.
I know. Honestly, don't ask me to pay for shit the next 5 years. I'm just kidding.
And so most of the time when you find a realtor, they will ask you if you're pre-approved and they'll ask you what your budget is. So that's why you need to find a good lender, because they will look over your financials and tell you how much money you can spend on a house. Your payment shouldn't be more than 30% of your income. That's just like a really good place to start. Me and Austin's payment is 15% of our income. So we're really doing well with that.
Be careful. I love that, because I should have asked you this. I was trying to Google like one time, like what percent of your income should your house be and all this. And I never found a good answer. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Some lenders will like approve you for 40 to 50% of your income, and that will make you house poor. So do not. Let me say that again. Do not go over, I would not go over 30%, just because you have to pay that mortgage every month. And if something happens, you don't want a mortgage that you cannot cover, just in case something happens. You are disabled. You can't work for a certain amount of time. You can't get paid, COVID-19, et cetera. So be careful about your payment.
Yes. And I had something to say about that, but I don't freaking remember. Never mind.
House poor.
No, I do remember you telling me about your sister. I mean, does she want me to tell everyone you thought your sister was house poor?
Well, she told me you don't want to be house poor. Because like you're living in this place, but you still want to like be able to go do fun stuff. Yeah. And you want to have extra money every month to save.
Yes. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Your lender too are going to pre-approve you, maybe, if everything's in line, for like an astronomical amount that you may technically can afford, but like, do not be afraid to not even get close to that.
Yeah. Just make a number in your head and don't go over that.
Yes. It should be what you're comfortable with, not what they think you will be comfortable with.
Yep. Exactly.
Nice.
And your realtor just wants to know that you're pre-approved, so they know that you're serious about buying a house and they are not spending their time with you for months and months and months trying to find you a house, and then they won't ever get paid. Mm-hmm. Don't settle. Like, you will know if the house is right for you, and if you don't get it, it's okay, because this market is crazy. So crazy. Darian put in offers, didn't get them. I put in offers, didn't get them.
It's crazy.
You
said like, think about repairs down the road. Super smart. If you have someone, if you're not like super savvy about stuff like heat, air, plumbing, electricity, roofing, blah, 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 but you have friends or something who are, take them with you. Like Connor checked out all, which you'll get a home inspection too, but Connor is heat and air and plumbing, so he already knew some stuff he needed to check out, and it really saved us, because we would go look at one house and he'd be like, okay, well, this is gonna need to be replaced like as soon as we move in, or like a couple months after we move in, and that would have saved or cost us like $2,500.
Yeah, always have a rainy day fund, especially if you're wanting to buy a house.
Yes.
Drive around the neighborhood when you're looking at houses, because you never want to be the most expensive house in the neighborhood. What because your
your
resale value won't be as good. So like if all the houses around you are like $120,000 or that's the comps and your house is 200,000, your resale value won't be as good because if they comp all around you, even if you have better stuff, you won't get as much for your house.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if you can buy the cheapest house in the neighborhood and fix it up and the comps around you are a lot more, then it's a better investment.
Gotcha. Okay.
Houses are great investments. If you do it right, you will instantly have equity because house and property values always go up.
Nice. And that's the last point is to me, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, it's true. If you have the money to pay rent, the same amount, pretty much the same amount of rent that you would be putting into a mortgage payment, it's a lot better to buy a house or invest in a house.
I agree. That's why you obviously convinced me to buy a house. But with all of the closing costs and the down payment and things that we're taking, our monthly cost is only going to be $100 more per month than the rent we pay right now. Like, why would I not want to have a house that's literally double in size?
Yeah, it literally is double the size. What are you going to do with yourself?
You know, I'm going to fill it up. I'm a hoarder. I'm going to write that on that as a possible episode title. I'm a hoarder.
It's so exciting. I can't wait.
I know. I'm really excited. But yeah, that's our advice for first-time home buyers. Obviously, we're not an expert, and we have lots of listeners that recently have bought a house, or like Andy, I don't know if he listens, but he's a realtor. Jeannie just bought a house. Like, I guess it's been a while now, right?
Yeah, we went and saw it over 9 months ago.
Yeah, so even before that, I think, right? I don't know. Anyways, so definitely right now, if you have a stable job and you can afford it, like if you're just renting, definitely buy a house.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Yes. And hopefully I'll be in a house in 2 weeks and I'll be able to show you guys.
We're going
to
do a house tour. It's it.
It's lit. It's lit. Okay. Anything else?
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Watch us on YouTube. And thanks.
Yeah. We will talk to you guys next week.
See you later.
Bye.